My Roommate's Toy by Sarah Scove. Narrated by Lily Ward. Lisa is my roommate. She is the kind of woman who has undoubtedly been with lots of men. She is slender and beautiful, but not in a traditional way. I think her beauty is in her edginess and charm. Her hair is short and dyed a bright red color. Her bangs are cut extremely short, and she has piercings in her nose and her navel. I can't help wondering if she has more than that. She's the type of person who makes everything look easy, and she's not afraid of engaging in a discussion. Once, she accused a young male professor of gender discrimination when he ignored her raised hand during class. She's the type of person who gets her way, with men as well. Sometimes it's her witty remarks. Other times, it's the way she flirts. She seems approachable with her broad smile and frequent laughs. At the same time, she appears untouchable, with her straight posture and piercing gaze. If a man flirts with her, she might insult him instead of flirting back. If he replies in kind and makes her laugh, he's approved. When we're out together, I can't help observing her and the games she plays. Lisa opens the fridge. Her top slides up slightly when she bends over and reveals a bit of her stomach. Her navel piercing pokes out. While she grabs a cola and sits down at the table, I put away my textbooks.
"Did you work from home today?"
she asks. "I did," I reply. I run my fingers through my long hair while Lisa watches me. We chat about this and that. She tells me about her lecture and about how the professor who, in her opinion, is blatantly incompetent. I like watching her speak. She only gestures a little bit at first, but as she gathers steam, her hand movements become more and more forceful. I listen while Lisa talks, and at the same time, I think about something I can tell her. A story where I can make gestures and get her to laugh. I tell her about the professor whose lectures...